Hello, I'm James Jacobs of Classical WETA, and this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast. Edvard Grieg wrote his piano concerto when he was 24, but he tinkered with it his entire life, and the revision that he made a few weeks before his death is the one usually performed. It can be said, then, that this concerto is literally his life's work, and draws upon his talents as a pianist, orchestrator, and even a musicologist, since its major themes in the first and third movements are based upon folk music of his native Norway. Like many composers of the Romantic era, Grieg gives the piano, not the orchestra, the first word, with only a drum roll as introduction. While that theme does come back in various guises, those opening bars are really almost more like a fanfare than a melody. The true first theme of the movement, or really pair of themes, is in fact played by the orchestra. This actually combines a march-like theme and this more searching theme. And when the pianist does come back in, she plays those same two themes, accompanying herself in lavish fashion. And then she introduces a piano-only theme that's perhaps more gymnastic than melodic. And finally, we get the secondary theme, which may be the most beautiful of them all. At the beginning of the second movement, the orchestra finally gets a couple of minutes to themselves, giving our ears some refreshment and giving the soloist a much-needed chance to catch her breath. The pianist finally comes in, giving her own take on the theme. And we go directly into the third movement without a break. The orchestra has a lot to say about this theme, and it gets pretty dramatic. The last completely new melody of the concerto is introduced not by the piano, but by the flute. but the pianist has a lot to say about it. And just as we get into the final bars, the timpanist brings things full circle by reminding us that we couldn't start or end this adventure without him.